The Psalms tell us it's good for a man to seek the Lord in his youth while he's young. That's what he's talking about here when we sing early, let us seek thy favor. It's good to seek the Lord early in the morning. But I think that the thought here is more specifically early in life. Let us seek the favor of God. Let us do his will. Praise God. Get filled with his love. You know, there's something very precious about a life that has been given to God since youth, and God has been able to keep, and they just continue to grow in God, and God makes them a blessing. And it's, if you had the privilege of finding Jesus in your youth, you ought to thank him for that. There's so many people that never heard about the Lord until they got up into their 20s and 30s and 40s, and sometimes older. And they made such a mess of their lives. And now that they've found the Lord, of course, all things are new. But there's some baggage that needs to be dealt with. And one time a man was giving a testimony here at camp, and he had quite a dramatic testimony. And all the young people were really impressed. He was on drugs, and he had gotten into some gangs. And it really was a very impressive testimony and kind of kept you on the edge of your seat. But I knew that man. And the parts that he didn't tell in this testimony were the lives that he ruined along the way, the physical problems that he had as a result of a dissipated lifestyle. You know, he didn't mention those things that sort of were a carryover that he was dealing with. And of course, God was helping him and giving him grace to deal with it. But it would have been so different if he found the Lord when he was younger and he didn't have such a dramatic testimony. But he had a testimony that Jesus has kept him and kept him from making mistakes and that other people have made that they're sorry for the rest of their life. And so I said he should give the rest of his testimony one day to the young people and let them hear the other part of that story. And all of it glorifies God, of course. God saves us from the miry clay and sets our feet upon a rock. And whenever you get saved, that's wonderful. And whatever your past may be, it's under the blood. And whatever things may carry over, Jesus is there to help you. He doesn't just make you cause you to deal with those things on your own. But he'll help you. He'll give you grace. He'll give you wisdom. He'll make changes. And that's the wonderful thing about our Savior. He does a perfect work. But there's something very precious, I'll say it one more time, about finding the Lord in your youth. And really taking him seriously. Some kids think, oh, I'm being held back. When I get older, I'm going to go out there and experience some things and come back to the Lord or get more serious about God when I get older. But, you know, you really suffer great loss that way. You ought to get serious about God right now. Jesus has ordained for you to hear the gospel and to have opportunity to find him and know him at this time in your life. And so if that is what he's ordained, then that's the thing we ought to give ourselves to. Praise God. And I'm so glad there are so many young people here this morning that are doing that. Praise God. There's no telling what God will do with your life when you surrender yourself to him in your youth. And I'm glad that I found the Lord as young as I was. And yet I had my struggles and wish I would have sometimes given myself to him even sooner than that. But it's a beautiful life serving Jesus. And praise God, I'm so glad that he ever found me and that he gave me those opportunities to grow up in a Christian home and hear the gospel and be kept from so much defilement that the world wanted to bring into my life. Praise God. Let's pray for our young people that God will keep them for him and that God will help them to seek his favor above everything else. Lord, we pray that you'll bless all of our young people that are here, and of course we think of those that are in our home churches. Lord, these precious young people, you have given them opportunity to find you at this time in their life. God, don't let them waste that opportunity, but help them to see it as a great privilege. Jesus, we know the Holy Spirit can awaken us to the great privilege that we have of giving ourselves to Jesus in our youth And we pray, Lord, that you'll make them to see that the world has nothing to offer. Open their eyes and let them see the dissipating effect and the destructive effect that sin has on lives. And Lord, rather than want to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, cause them to be attracted to the holiness of Jesus and the beautiful life of doing the will of God from the heart and serving Jesus in the love of God. Oh, Father, we pray that as our young people are here at camp seeking you, that, Lord, you'll give them that sight of Jesus that will spoil them, that the world won't have anything to attract them any longer because they've gotten a sight of something more precious, more wonderful, the world can't compare with. And Lord, when those temptations come, we know that that's part of life. We pray, Jesus, that you'll help them to just open their heart to you and allow you to keep them and strengthen them and establish them. We ask this in your precious and wonderful name. Amen.